really great things to talk about today. And so what you have all kinds of things over there, Justin. So what's going on?
Well, we have last Queer FM community, we had Ryan Clayton on the show. He's a fantastic local activist, and last year he helped organize the Purple Candlelight Vigil, which was very successful, and it was against, you know, if you remember, there was the little thing called, what was it called? Actually.
Well, there was a number of youth that committed suicide last year. And it touched off the Purple Shirt campaign, the anti-homophobic, anti-bullying campaign, which is actually 1 year old.
Yes, and it gets better. That's the word. That's the phrase I'm looking
it
for.
It gets better. Oh, Dan Savage, we love you, but we've already forgotten. No, that's not true. So,
actually, before I started going on Queer FM, I actually listened to Dan's show quite a bit, so... hey, more power to you, Dan. But here in Vancouver, in BC, Ryan Clayton and his friends are asking people to send letters directly to the Premier and the Minister of Education. He will personally, and I have confirmed this to Ryan, he will personally hand deliver the letters to the Minister of Education himself.
Wow.
That's happening
on the 20th, or it's closing on the 20th.
Yes.
Are they having another rally?
They are having another candlelight vigil, but Ryan is, and he finds this quite funny, he is not organizing it. A new group of young folk helped organize it this year.
Well, actually, that's the goal, right?
Yes, definitely.
So keep on the lookout for that. We're going to actually talk about that a bit. Read a few letters from the Purple Letter campaign.
Yes, I actually, one of the letters that was really well spoken and actually gave me goosebumps was by a former guest of ours, Darcy Michael.
Really?
Yeah. I was going through and, you know, I was like, nah, no, oh. And Darcy Michael. So look forward to that. This is a...
And what else do we have on tap for the show?
Well, let's see. What else do we have? Oh, a certain someone came out of the closet and being, well, we're two geeks in the studio right now. I'm quite excited. It's like geek heaven. Well, gay geek heaven. We totally do. But we're not going to tell you who came out of the closet just yet. So... keep tabs on that.
So you'll have to hang on for that. We also have a six pairs of tickets for the advanced screening of Footloose.
Yes,
Footloose. And you boys and girls that are really into Footloose and dance movies and such, this is your opportunity to get in for free. Mm-hmm. You still have to stand in line, though. So, we've got those on tap. We also have some news from community itself. There's a lot of really great things coming up, and we're going to be talking about that as well. And, it's like I've never been really good at keeping a secret. So, what to do?
Oh,
well,
put on a commercial.
I tell you what we'll do. We will play a bit of music, and we'll be right back. Now, one of the things that I love about this job is that we get all kinds of really cool stuff as far as music. Mm-hmm. We really do. We get, you know, movies in advance. We get all kinds of really great stuff. And one of the things that I got here was I got the... I got some Lady Gaga remixes. Now, I'm not a huge Gaga fan as much as some of the boys on Davie Street here in Vancouver.
No, he's not.
However, I do have to give it to her. So there are remixes of You and I, which is the mm-hmm. latest release from her last album.
What has she not released lately? She comes out with one like every, 2 days.
Well... Every three days. You're exaggerating. No. And so I was going through this, and they sent me this list, and it's amazing. There's seven remixes. There's the Wild Beast remix, the Mark Taylor remix, the Ten Kings remix, the ATB remix, the Metronomy remix, the Danny Verde remix, and the Hector Hector put out a remix, and I can't pronounce his damn name, mm-hmm. so there you go. Anyway, so we're going to play one of those. Let's see. So pick a number between 1 and 7.
5.
5. Okay, well, 5 it is. This is Lady Gaga's latest remix, and this is, as soon as I hit the right button, Lady Gaga on CITR 101.9 FM. And this is
Country song.
This is Queer FM Community. Okay, push the button. There
push
we go.
Push the button.
It's been a long time since I came around. Been a long time, but I'm back in town. This time I'm not leaving without you. You taste like whiskey when you kiss me. I would give anything again to be your baby doll. This time I'm not leaving without you. He says, sit back down where you belong, in the corner of my bar with your high heels on. Sit back down on the couch where we made love the first time and you said you're me. There's something, something about this place. Something about lonely nights and my lipstick on your face. Something, something about my cool Nebraska guy. Here's something about baby, you and I. Since I let you go, I couldn't listen to a joke or a rock and roll. Muscle cars drove a truck right through my heart. On my birthday, you sang me a heart of gold with a guitar humming in the clouds. This time I'm not leaving without you.
Of a murder committed. a llevarte donde nace el amor. Aprieta mi mano que te sentirá mejor. Olvidemos el dolor y llenarnos de valor. No importa el color, si Dios fuera el creador. Vamos junto a un camino más cercano. Caminar sobre todo mal pasado. Quiero volar, luego acabar con todo el mal. Nuevo empezar, quiero pintar con mil colores tu mundo blanco y negro. Soy quien puede despertarte de los malos sueños. Y yo haremos lo que no se hizo antes. Y yo seguimos camino adelante. Quiero abrazarte, acariciarte. No amor prohibido como fue antes.
White boy, black girl. White boy, black girl.
Mi santo bebé.
Black boy,
mi santo bebé.
White girl.
Mi santo bebé.
AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at AIDSVancouver.org.
And we're back. It's Queer FM Community. My name's Aiden Saint, and this is the lovely...
Justin Saint.
Oh, that wasn't very lovely.
Let's try that again. Justin Saint.
Hey, there we go. So, it was an interesting backstory. The last three songs, of course, by the way, Lady Gaga, we're doing a few Lady Gaga tunes because she's remixed and released seven versions...
of the same song.
Of You and I.
Yeah, that was the country song.
That was the Metronomy remix. We also heard the latest from INXS. They have a really fantastic new album out that's a compilation of some of their older stuff that's been remixed and reinterpreted. It's called Original Sin, is the album. And that was the Original Sin featuring Rob Thomas. And Evanescence came out with one called Deluxe. And there's an interesting backstory. That was called What You Want. But what I thought it was really funny what you pointed out off air, Justin. What was that about the song? They were embarrassed.
They were embarrassed because the song basically was almost like a Janet Jackson song, the structure of it.
Yeah, it was...
they were really, really embarrassed by that fact.
Oops.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They admitted that one of their inspirations is Bjork.
And, okay, well, that's close enough.
I mean, hey, it's give and take, right?
There you go.
It's all good.
It's all good. So it's that time when we talk about some of our the things that make us happy as far as arts and entertainment. and I absolutely love both the things that Justin and I like, you know, together, and some of the things that he definitely more Justin than they are me. You can actually hear some more of some of the other members of the Queer FM team, and that's on Tuesday. This is time for a shameless plug. You ready? Okay.
Ready for it?
Here we go. Hey, listen on Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM because we've got Barb Snellgrove. Mm-hmm. Barb Snellgrove is going to be doing an on-air magazine on Queer FM Arts Extra, and you can catch that again on CITR 101.9 FM. Go out, check the archives out here on the radio station's website, or just go over to queerfmvancouver.com. It's all there. She's going to be talking about all the things you can go and see and do in Vancouver. Visiting Vancouver, you need to check this out. Okay. Now, getting back to this, there's some really fantastic things that have been going on in the news and in the media. But this one actually caught me off guard a little bit this morning.
Yeah, it kind of just came out of the blue.
So this morning, Zachary Quinto, and now you may know Zachary Quinto. He's a fantastic, actor. He's been in Heroes. He's in Heroes. He was the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And he's also playing Spock in the upcoming untitled Star Trek sequel. It's in pre-production right now. It's due for release in 2012. He was in the Star Trek reboot that was done. He's been in such things as Margin Call. There's a new movie, a movie called Girl Walks Into a Bar, which I'm going to check that out. Well, Zachary Quinto came out today, mm-hmm. and actually came out today.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm looking on Twitter, and my friend Mike, who is a makeup artist, he said, it's wonderful, but I thought he did that already. I've always known. I guess this is like Ricky Martin. Everyone kind of knew already, sort of.
To formally read this, Zachary Quinto hasn't typically been one to get too personal, unless you count a new interview in which he, just in passing, refers to himself as a gay man directly, publicly, for the first time. The Heroes and Star Trek star casually dropped the detail while promoting his upcoming film Margin Call, a thriller that revolves around a handful of investment bankers, one of them played by Quinto, during the first 24 hours of the U.S. financial meltdown. Along the way, assessing his recent 8-month turn in Angels in America, in an interview in New Yorker magazine, Quinto said that the Broadway role has made him realize how lucky he was to have been born in 1977, too late to have witnessed the AIDS crisis, decimation of an entire generation of amazingly talented and otherwise vital men in the mid-80s when the play takes place. And at the same time, as a gay man, this is a quote, it made me feel like there's still so much work to be done, and there's still so many things that need to be looked at and addressed, said the new incarnation of Mr. Spock. So, that's that. Keep in mind, this comes less than a year after Quinto shut down a conversation with that very same magazine, New Yorker magazine, after deeming certain of its reporters' questions too personal, probing questions along the lines of, oh, what's your favorite ice cream flavor? Yes, really.
Yep.
Margin Call, which has a cast including Kevin Spacey, Paul Bettany, Jeremy Irons, Mary McDonnell, Demi Moore, and Stanley Tucci, just to name a few, opens October 21st. And Quinto is also one of the producers.
Yeah. Well, he is Spock.
He's a talented guy. And you can check this out. It's all over the place, but you can check it out on New York Magazine website, and great picture of Zachary Quinto. Mm-hmm. You know,
he's a very striking guy.
He really is. I thought they cast him really well in Heroes, and then I thought, wow, really? Mr. Spock? Yeah, he pulled it off. So that's our, what are you going to do? I mean, he wouldn't answer about ice cream, and now... Mm-hmm. You know, though, I have to say, and I've had some people ask me questions sometimes. Hell, I was on a movie set last night, and I actually have signed an agreement not to tell you anything about it. Mm-hmm. So I can't. But suffice it to say that it was a long, grueling shoot, and I got asked so many personal questions while I was there. It's like, hey, aren't you that guy? Yeah, I'm the guy with the arm. Thank you. So it was... It was really interesting. I mean, how actors, you know, deal with the grueling schedule, and you get really close with the other actors. So he keeps things pretty close to the vest, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And you know, like for some people, like Clay Aiken was totally skirting the, you know, are you gay issue. Everyone kind of knew already, but I think when it was kind of apparent that he was in the closet when he was really secretive about a lot of things. And it's very true. And hey, Zachary is actually going to be part of the Star Trek 12 movie, which is in production in early next year.
Well, yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yes. Let's see. We were also going to talk a little bit about a very cool release mm-hmm. of something that's coming out. Now, I know all about this, of course, because my husband Justin here is, he's a geek.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
A geek?
Yeah. He's a video gaming geek, to be honest. And there's a really cool release coming out.
Yes, I'm so stoked. I actually got a call from EB Games, you know, reminding me to show up at their pre-release party, which I did not know about. But at midnight tomorrow, I'm going to be at Pacific Center, probably dressed up as Harley Quinn and, you know, confusing some geeks because Batman Arkham City is going to be released this week, and I am super stoked. It is the sequel to Batman Arkham Asylum, which is a video game for the Xbox 360, the PS3, and the PC, and it was released in 2009. Why is it so fantastic? It's an action-adventure game with puzzle elements. You get to fight baddies. And then in the first one, you got to fight the Joker. In this one, you get to, you know, fight other characters like the Penguin or Mr. Freeze, and you get to play as other people besides the Bat.
Oh, who do you get to play as?
Catwoman.
Catwoman?
Uh-huh.
And I heard Robin.
You get to play as Robin.
Now, don't you get to play as the Joker?
In the first one, you were able to play as a Joker if...
If
you bought the PS3 version.
Oh my goodness.
Which is so silly. So yes, I have both versions.
Of course you do.
Ironically, I finished the 360 one, so I actually need to get on the PS3 one. And the Joker is still being voiced by Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill was actually he actually didn't want to return to voice the Joker for Arkham City because, quote-unquote, he wanted to leave the Joker role on a high note because the story in the first game was really well done, and the Joker is pretty much like the focal point of the entire thing. The final battle is pretty epic, I have to say. But Mark Hamill went back because he found out that Paul Dini and Kevin Conroy were going to be involved in this game as well. So, all the better for us, because really, who else could voice the Joker?
Well, and what's really amazing about that game, and not a huge gaming geek myself, I kind of passed some of that, but I'll tell you what, the story is very complex. It's actually very, very true to the DC Universe canon. And Mark Hamill is just an amazing voice actor. It's just crazy, all the things that the amount of content that he had to generate for that video game.
Yes, yes.
Because he's talking almost constantly. They have lots of updates from the Joker over the loudspeaker. And every time you do something good or bad, you know, blah, 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 the Joker comes out.
Yes.
And it's... it's pretty astounding.
Yeah, and they actually had really fun marketing for this. They have, in the first game, because this was an Arkham Asylum, they had like a PSA saying, oh, this is Arkham City's blah, blah, blah. And they were giving information about the hospital and any interested people who, you know, had crazies in the family. And they had a website.
That's right.
And if you actually typed in the website, it exists on the internet.
And it actually looks like, you know,
and it's the actual like hospital website, and there's like a really messed up, you know, program for like how crazy is your, you know, how crazy is your person? Well, you can take advantage of this program or that program or that program. So yeah, it's very, very not politically correct, I have to say, but oh, geeks. Yeah.
Well, and the amazing thing about these video game releases is that they're almost as heralded in marketing campaigns as some of the movies.
Yeah.
They've just gotten so good at it.
Yeah, for this one, I've yet to really hear of any big ones so far, but they did do one where it wasn't the Joker. It was the Riddler took over Facebook and Twitter for, you know, of course he did.
Well, and throughout the original game, they actually... It sounds like Jim Carrey voicing the Riddler.
It
really does.
It sounded really like him. But I think they just managed to get an actor who sounded a lot like him.
But throughout the original video game, there are all these clues, all these extra little Riddler bits that you can get. And for those of you geeks out there that are... I think the actual technical term is achievement whore.
Oh, yes?
He answers to achievement whore. So you can go, an achievement is essentially, you know, if you play the game a certain way, and in like some of the games, if you die like 100 times, or if you get or whatever. And in this game, there are these little things that the Riddler has left around, from question marks that are. You can only line up the little dot on the question mark if you're looking at it from the correct perspective, to little trophies, to you name it. And they have someone voicing the Riddler the entire time. And so it's kind of fun. Oh, who's this?
And I'm just showing in a picture of Wally Wingert. He is the guy who voices the Riddler.
He was born in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
50 years old. He kind of looks like me.
Yeah,
that's a little frightening.
He has a bit of a biker look.
Yes, he does. Anyway, he's an American actor and voice artist, and he's
done a lot of shows.
Yeah, wow. My goodness sakes. Tonight Show with...
Jay Leno.
Jay Leno.
And he's the current voice of John Arbuckle in The Garfield Show.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the things you learn on the internet.
Indeed.
Well, we are going to step aside for just a brief moment here on Queer FM Community, and play a little message, and then we're going to come back and read a little something from the Purple Letter Campaign website, and you can check that out at purpleletterscampaign.ca. We're going to read a few of those and have a little bit more music. We have to pick a number and have another Lady Gaga remix thing.
Two.
Two?
2.
Okay, it'll be 2. Jeez.
Push the button.
I love this job.
I'm channeling Samantha Mac. Push the button.
All right, fine. Here's the button.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
a.m. day after Christmas, I throw some clothes on in the dark. The smell of cold, car seat is freezing, the world is sleeping, I am numb. Up the stairs to her apartment, she is balled up on the couch. Mom and Dad went down to Charlotte, they're not home to find us out. And we drive, now that I've found someone, I'm feeling driving back to her
It's been 2 years since I let you go. I couldn't listen to a joke or rock and roll. Muscle cars drove a truck right through my heart. On my birthday, you sang me a heart of gold with a guitar humming and open nose. This time I'm not leaving without you. Oh, 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 oh. Sit back down where you belong. At the corner on the bar with your high heels on. Sit back down on the couch where we made love the first time and you said to me that.
You're listening to Queer FM on CITR 101.9.
And you know, the amazing thing about working at CITR is some of the music that you'll hear here on CITR. And this is going to be one of those segues. You ready for it? Hey, check out the charts here on CITR Radio, and we're going to play those for you right now. We go to a lot of trouble to play a lot of independent music here on CITR 101.9 FM. And here's some of the cool stuff we got going on this week.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back at CITR 101.9 FM. This is Queer FM Community. My name's Aiden Saint, and this is Justin Saint.
Hey.
So we have You can have kind of a cool little treat. And this is a tribute to the Purple Letter Campaign. Mm-hmm. Again, you can check out the Purple Letter Campaign. It's winding down. This is the last week. It's an amazing campaign. Essentially, it was founded to lobby the government of British Columbia to adopt a province-wide sexual orientation and gender identity policy for schools. We're encouraging youth and everyone who supports youth to write letters to the Premier and the Ministry of Education explaining why they feel we need a policy that will apply to every school in BC. You hear that, Burnaby? And yeah,
yep.
Every school. To make schools safe and inclusive for all students, and to help end discrimination against people based on their sexual orientation and or gender identity. You can drop your letter off, postage free, in any of our purple mailboxes. They're also distributing purple envelopes across the province to encourage people to write in support of sexual orientation and gender identity policy. To see a list of places where you can pick up and drop off letters, you can check it out on purplelettercampaign.ca. And it's a really worthwhile cause. You need to do this. Okay? Yeah. So we have a couple of fantastic letters. You can go to the website. It's amazing. The letters are fantastic. They're a little heart-wrenching, to be honest. So since we mentioned Darcy Michael, and because Darcy Michael has been on our show a number of times, I'm going to see if I can... I'm not going to try to do Darcy Michael's voice because I can't. Mine's just too growly. Yeah.
No.
But I'm going to read the letter. And the letter is dated October 10th, 2011. It says, "Dear Premier, when I was 15 years old, when I wrote my parents a letter explaining to them that there was nothing more they could have done, they had loved me as much as I could have asked for, but I was just too scared to continue. Then I closed the garage door, started their car, and sat there alone and scared with no one to turn to. I don't believe my intentions were ever truly to kill myself. I just had no idea where to go or who to turn to. I'm not telling you this for dramatic flair. I'm telling you this because I'm not the only one that's been there, and that is there right now. Our children are being hurt every day in every city. As a performer, I'm blessed to be able to travel this vast, beautiful country and meet people of all ages that all echo the same sentiment. Our children need help. You are that help, retired Honorable Premier. You currently have the influence and the insight to be able to implement strong legislation that will help put an end to suffering. The cliche thing for me to say is, picture if your own child was gay and being tormented at school. But I won't ask you that. All I want you to do is picture your child scared. As a parent myself, I know that's enough motivation to urge change. The idea of gay-straight alliances and other gender identity programs have been happening unofficially at schools for years. I learned early on in high school that I could sit in the theater every day and eat my lunch with other kids like me. Not necessarily gay, just different. We were lucky enough at our school to have a teacher named Lloyd Burritt who, simply put, saved my life, and saved it. He welcomed us every day to talk openly about ourselves and our fears and dreams. He pushed us not only to tolerate our differences, but celebrate them. This didn't take away from my high school experience. It made my high school experience. Every kid in the province and every country deserves to have Lloyd Burritt. All you have to do is give them the mandate. Think about the one gay boy in Terrace struggling to find the courage to walk out his front door every morning. Think about the girl hiding in her bathroom in Maple Ridge crying at the thought of going to school. Then, think about making a difference. It's time to live up to the name Premier and do the right and honorable thing. With hope, Darcy Michael."
So that was by Darcy Michael. This letter that I'm going to read now is by a mother called Carrie, I hope I'm saying this correctly, Bursick. this one struck me because it is not a story of pain or fear or confusion. You know, a lot of us have already heard those stories. It's kind of been there, done that. This one, it's a story of how there was acceptance, but it was acceptance from children. So I'll read it right now. I'm a parent in the Vancouver School District and an LGBTQ ally. I would like to share a story with you. It is not one of long-standing bullying or abuse. It isn't one of discrimination or hatred that I have experienced. It is simply a small moment in time that deeply affected me. 10 years ago, I was a parent volunteer on a grade 3 field trip. While walking back to the school, I was asked to stay at the end of the line to keep an eye on the last few students. I was following 2 8-year-olds, both of them whom I knew well. One was a boy from a very traditional, fundamental religious family, and the other was a boy from a very macho, athletic, sports-oriented family. As we walked, I heard the athletic student say to the other student, "Did you know that Nicole has 2 moms? They were talking about a student a few years younger than themselves that I also knew well. The religious student responded with, "Yes, I know. She is so lucky." To which the athletic student said, "I know, but I guess that means she has no dad." After a few moments of silence, the athletic student continued, "I wonder what would be cooler, 2 moms or 2 dads? For the remainder of the walk back to school, they bantered back and forth animatedly, as 8-year-olds often do, about the benefits of each alternative. They were small things. Which pair would bake more or have time to play or read to them, for example? In case you're curious, they ultimately declared that 2 of each parent would be best. They would end up with twice as many baked goods and another partner to play Nintendo or basketball with. What has stayed in my heart about this conversation over the last decade was the total matter-of-fact acceptance these boys demonstrated. It was simply an interesting conversation about a girl they knew. They were both completely comfortable with the idea of a same-sex couple. I am willing to admit that I was surprised. I expected to hear shock or a tirade about religion and God, or perhaps how homosexuality is strange or unacceptable or unmanly or some other such thing they had been taught. But I didn't hear those things. Obviously, their tolerance and acceptance of differences in others was learned from their families. But I know too that it was fostered at school. The elementary school they attended worked very hard to teach students about acceptance, love, and diversity. One of these boys moved to a different high school, but I watched the other continue through high school as one of the most popular, well-liked individuals there. He was very involved in community service and school clubs. He was a leader in his high school. That young man identifies as bisexual and has for several years. It was simply an accepted fact in this high school. I won't say which young man I'm talking about, the athletic boy or the religious boy, because it really doesn't matter. When I tell my gay or lesbian friends about this young man, it has brought tears to their eyes. They are happy tears for at least young one person who didn't go through school feeling alone, afraid, intimidated, and bullied for being born a certain way. They are bittersweet tears for all they missed in school, feeling alone, humiliated, and confused. And they are angry tears that parents, educators, and lawmakers didn't do more to help them when they needed it most. I know that what I observed that day years ago is far too rare. I know that every day our youth are going to school feeling helpless and afraid. Perhaps what makes me most sad is how alone many of them feel. And you can read that on purpleletter campaign.ca. That was again by Carrie Burke. I hope I'm saying this correctly again. It's Carrie Bursick.
This campaign is coming to an end. It's coming to an end very quickly. Show some love, show some support. Let's try to get this message very solidly across. I've been asked to write one of these, and I've been dragging my feet because my story isn't exactly what you'd call the happy, happy, joy, joy version. But in the interest of helping, I'm going to do it anyway, as painful and as difficult as it is for me, because it's important. So please check it out, purpleletter campaign.ca. It's It ends on the 20th. You need to support. Well, that's about it for Queer FM Community this week. We're going to be coming back in just a quick second with Queer FM. We have Jennifer Breakspear, ironically, the director of Queer Community. You can check out Community's website at community.ca. That's Q-M-U-N-I-T-Y.ca. See, I did it just like Jennifer Breakspear. And speaking of very cool women, this is another very cool woman that we had in the studio. We love her. She's fantastic. And if you haven't seen her latest album, if you haven't heard it, you haven't seen the cover art for it, you need to. And you can check it out on queerfmvancouver.com. You can check it out at katereed.net. That's right. It's Ms. Reed herself. And this is her. This is the title track from her latest album, Just Doing It for the Chicks, here on Queer FM Community. My name's Aiden Saint.
And this is Justin Saint.
And we are out of here. We will be right back with Queer FM. Well, Queer FM.
Yeah.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
You're some kind of worried out there about what I'm doing up here, and I assure you my reasoning is completely shallow about how and why I'm here to entertain you. I'm merely on a divine plan to convert you all to the dark side of the bedroom. So why don't you come and pray at my church for a change? Then I'll pray on you, cause that's what my kind of people do. And I'm just doing this for the chicks. I'm just singing, hoping I'll make it with you, baby. All I need is my God-given ability to serenade. Now I'm on a full-blown recruiting crusade. I've got me a pocket rhyming dictionary. I got me a couple killer hot licks, yeah. But the music's all just extracurricular. I'm just doing it for the chicks. You're the kind of gal who likes to fool around. Then I'm the kind of gal you wanna be bedding down. If you're bisexual, better yet, a curious hetero, oh, then baby, I'm your man. If you've got a voyeur for a boyfriend, even better. Or if you just feel like doing a little experimenting, why don't you take the plunge and jump the fence with me? And I'll take you for a wild ride on the other side. I'm just doing this for the chicks. I'm just singing, hoping I'll make it with you, baby. All I need is my God-given ability. Just doing it for the chicks. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm just doing it for the chicks. You're the kind of guy who likes to fret and frown about his place in the world. Then I guess that I'm your worst nightmare. And I'm coming true, cause I'm here to steal your little lady out from under you. And I can see you're concerned with all this coming out. And I'm the other woman your mother forgot to warn you about. And you believe that I'm your nemesis, but that's just ludicrous. Cause the one thing I want to impress on you is this: I'm just doing it for the chicks. I'm just singing, hoping I make this world a better place. All I need is my woman-driven ability to serenade. Now I'm on a full-blown crooning crusade. Yeah, I've got me a pocket rhyming dictionary. I got me a couple I'm just doing it for the chicks. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm just doing it for the chicks. In the big city, some people believe.
That's right, it's CITR 101.9 FM. This is Queer FM, and this is Derez Death Punk. Queer FM, and my name's Aiden Saint, and I've got Justin Saint and the fantastic Jennifer Breakspear in the control room, and they're talking about all kinds of really cool Halloween stuff, and we'll get back to, well, it's our regularly scheduled program. Now, this time, normally, what we do is we go to community, and we talk about the news, we talk about the day, we talk about the things that make us smile, laugh, and, you know, generally piss us off. And this week we actually have Ms. Breakspear in the studio live. We're also going to be continuing our, well, you know, a lot of people love Lady Gaga and pretty much go Gaga, pun intended, over all of her stuff. So this week she's released, as Justin said, every 3 days she releases something.
Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration, maybe every 4 days.
4 days?